Hey, closet busters, come on and gather around. It's time once again to kick down those closet doors of life. We're here to escape our BS, explore our fears, and elevate our self-expression. I'm your host, Rick Clemons, bold move expert and coming out coach, and I'm going to take you to the party, the pulpit, the wake, and back to the party of living your life uncloseted. So come on, grab hold of yourself and get ready to step out, step up, and step in to living your truth as we explore more stories, tips, and tricks for living your life uncloseted. Now let's get to the show.
Hey, Life Uncloseted listeners, those of you who have been closet dwelling and finally decided it's time to come out of your closets and live your life uncloseted, it's time once again for us to go explore what do those closets look like and how can we step into a life where we are truly living ourselves, throwing away the black and white thoughts and stepping into the beautiful spectrum of color of possibilities. And today I want to talk about rebellion because you see, sometimes I think, man, just too often the world sees us rebellious ones as trying to do stuff to get attention or buck the system just for bucking the system's sake. But when we rebel with intention and out of the desire to truly be who we are, the way we are, our own beautiful, unique self, we actually begin to build confidence. And when we have that confidence, then we can live this beautiful thing that I love, as you all know, to call Life Uncloseted. And I thought, you know, the best way to demonstrate this as we're just kicking off the new podcast, making the transitions, would be to bring someone who is really showcasing what it means to be a rebel in his own way, to live life uncloseted. He's a glam rocker. He's got some great new music out. He's found a way to just explore this confidence thing that's really an aphrodisiac for himself and his music, about never being afraid to be and do and get what you want from life. He's got a new single out called You Were My Baby. It's from his upcoming album, The New Alpha. And what I love about it is it's just about exploding into self-confidence and being in that place of desire so that you can be who you are, do what you want to do. He's going to bring a whole lot of just great energy to the show. I can't wait to introduce him. So let's just quit Rick bullshitting and bring on Ricky Rebel. Thanks for being here with us on Life Uncloseted, man.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me, Rick.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, you're kind of in a whirlwind place right now. You got the new song out, new album coming out. And I know before we got on, you were talking about maybe some endorsement stuff going on. So why don't you just kind of tell us, where is everything for Ricky Rebel right now? And tell us a little bit about the new single.
Well, the new single is called If You Were My Baby. Mm-hmm. And I had a remix album that came out in September, If You Were My Baby Remixes, on Audio 4Play Records. My dear friend, DJ, world-renowned DJ Hector Fonseca, put this remix album together for me. Mm-hmm. And we got some really amazing DJs on it. DJ Tommy Sunshine, who is considered the godfather of EDM.
Mm, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really great remix album with 10 really different type of remixes on it. So I'm pretty excited about that. And it was the breakout, number 2 breakout song on the Billboard Dance Club charts, right behind Bruno Mars.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
Thank you.
What caused Ricky Rebel to begin to rebel and really step out and do, like what I say, you're living your life uncloseted. You're just being yourself. You're beautiful. You're smart. You create just beautiful music. But what was like the impetus for you to go, I've got to go be this. I've got to be who I'm meant to be.
Yeah, I didn't always feel beautiful. Funny that you mentioned that. Growing up, I was in a boy band. We were called No Authority. And we were discovered by Michael Jackson. I made a couple records, and we opened for like acts like Aaron Carter, Destiny's Child, and Britney Spears. And at that time in my life, I was a teenager, and I felt very shy and awkward, and I didn't feel beautiful, you know, until I met a girl who, a woman actually, she was 10 years older than me. She was on tour. And we fell in love with each other, and we had this relationship on tour, and people didn't believe that Ricky could be with a woman. Like, it just blew everybody's mind. She was absolutely gorgeous. She had the boobs, the ass, the waistline, the hair. She's Latina, I'm Latin, and she had a brain. That was the most important thing about Gabby. she had a brain on her. She's a mathematical engineer, so she could really connect with someone like me.
Yeah.
And it's the first real relationship I ever had in my life. Mm. And she taught me that being gay, and, you know, she was the one who told me to kiss other boys in front of her and explore that side of me. I didn't even know that I would be into that, really. I was scared that I might be.
Right.
But she kind of pushed me to explore my sexuality, and I trusted her, and it turned out that I was, you know, into guys too.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me this one thing. She sat me down. I was really sad once on tour, and she sat me down and she said, you know, why are you upset, Pollito? She called me Pollito, and I said, I'm sad because I think that I might like guys, and I'm terrified that the label's going to find out, and they're going to drop us from the label, and the fans are going to find out, and they're going to stop coming to our concerts and everything. My whole life will be over. And she's saying, it does not matter who you choose to love, Ricky. You are beautiful.
Mm.
And I'll never forget those words. And I never forgot what she told me.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the real me, and she didn't see the dancer, the singer, or the producer, or just the kid I was. She saw the man inside of me. And I have been trying to find and express that man ever since we were together, and she had to go back to Mexico for different reasons and went away. But that's what the new Alpha is about, my new record. It's coming out in 6 days, by the way.
That's awesome. So in those moments when she started to reveal this truth to you, and you could really hear somebody saying, you are beautiful, what began to happen for you?
There was just a flip of a switch. It was like a light bulb went off on me. And I just started to explore my sexuality on tour. There's a lot of opportunity to do that when you're on tour with other boy bands from Europe and other girl groups from, you name it, Innocence. And I was hanging out with Justin Timberlake and Britney and his mom. And it was just a different time back then. And you're very young and very explorative. And I realized that this isn't such a bad thing. And I don't have to worry about anything. I can be me, and I'm still beautiful. I'm still me. I can be gay, or I can be straight or bi or whatever. Those labels are not who I am.
That's powerful.
Not.
You know, it's interesting, Ricky, because as you're saying that, so part of the basis for, or the principles that I put out there of living a life uncloseted, one of the first principles that I say is, you got to start with being curious. And as you were talking about, you know, exploring your sexuality while you're on tour, that was the word that floated into my mind. Until we become really curious about who we are, regardless if it's around sexuality or our artistic talents or being an engineer, until we let that curiosity start to be explored, I don't believe we can open up to the truth of who we really are. And
I agree.
I'm just can't help but feel that, you know, the music industry and you being an artist had to have some to do with you finally, you know, obviously it did, because she finally said these words to you, and that was what kind of opened the door for you. But I just can't help that the artistic space also probably created the space for you to say, okay, I am going to go explore this.
Screw it.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much screw it. Yeah.
F it. Really.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It took me a long, I'm a late bloomer, so it took me a long time for it to really manifest.
Mm-hmm.
After the boy band thing ended, I was pushed and pulled by the industry, by Hollywood, telling me that I had to be a certain way, I had to dress a certain way in order to succeed. I had to talk and look straight, and or I'll never make it. I had a producer who was like, you're never going to make it if anybody finds out that you're gay. It's just not going to happen. And I thought to myself, and he literally locked me up into a sound booth and started reading Bible verses to me and bringing in people like priests telling me I'm going to hell for being gay. And he tried to convert me or change me. And I used to just get so angry at the place that I was back then, because I was doing things in order to get ahead.
Right.
I was making a rock album and being all like rock and roller Ricky. And I made this cool, it was a great rock record, probably one of the best things I've ever vocally achieved in writing. And I just expanded my mind. I started listening to Bowie and became really enthralled with Bowie. Mm-hmm. It expanded me as an artist to go through that kind of training. But there was this thing that the producer said that, you know, always trying to censor me or change me or keep me from being who I am. And one day I just said, no, I'm going to forget it. I'm going to prove to him that I can be totally myself and make it. That is my mission. And I rebelled. I completely rebelled against him. He would listen to my demos that I was making. And at the time, you know, Lady Gaga wasn't out. None of the dance music was not doing it.
Right.
And it was more about the rock. And he said, dance music is dead, Ricky. You're wasting your time. This is crap. And I said, okay, you think it's crap. I'm going to go with it. And right after I filmed two music videos with My Chemical Romance, I was a character called Show Pony. He was like this androgynous guy. I fell in love with Gerard. Gerard fell in love with me. And he gave me this kind of like passing along the torch. You can do this. You have it. You are, he called me a force of nature. And he really gave me the inspiration to go on my own because I loved the way he handled every aspect of his career and the videos that he was making.
Interesting.
At the time, I was giving my power away to other people because I trusted that they, see, I would follow through with my part.
Sure.
I would deliver the goods as far as an artist and expanding myself and stretching my limits. But the other people who said they had the context that I needed, they really didn't have the context that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
They really didn't have anything that they said they were going, they didn't deliver.
Right.
So at that point I said, you know what? I just F them, mm-hmm. F them.
Yeah.
I need to come out. And I looked in the dictionary and I was trying to find a new name for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to be like RR, like Marilyn
yeah.
Monroe,
RR.
And I saw the word rebel.
Mm.
And there's really nothing that, no other word I think that has ever been, I remember being on the phone with my parents going through this. There's really never been a better word to describe my personality from the moment I was a little kid up until now. I refuse to give in to bullying. I refuse to give in to people telling me no, or you can't wear that in school. Or I never bullied other children who were being bullied. It was like I was supposed to bully them because if you didn't bully them, then you were you're like, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
The target will go on to you. I remember back in the day being in school, I just never understood why people would bully other people. It just did not make any sense to me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And
you know, as you're talking right
yeah.
now, you're kind of hitting on the other. So I said there were four principles in the Life Uncloseted, but you just hit on the next two, which is the courage to stand up and the confidence to be who you are. You know, those are like the big pieces, and you just demonstrated that. And, you know, I know you do a lot of work around the bullying arena, and I don't get it either. I just don't get it. It's like, except I do know that people who are bullies are actually the weakest people in the world because all they're doing is trying to set themselves up. They really don't have anything other than that's their one thing they can do really well is be a bully, but they're really not being anybody. They're the weakest people in the world. And as you were going through that stage of life, I can only imagine that if you were not succumbing to it, man, you probably had to go through some stuff where they just kept coming at you. Is that a true assessment?
I did experience that, especially in junior high. I think that was like the hardest part of going to school was junior high school. I used to get called names just walking down walking down the hall. Or people would try to, you know, push me and antagonize me.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about my personality. I'm actually really strong. I'm physically strong,
mm-hmm.
and I'm mentally strong too.
Mm.
So I've had moments in my life where I've had it to the point at the top of my head and I go, you know what? No more. I have this thing in my thing. It's just, okay, you're done. They're done.
Yeah.
It's over. And what happened is I've attacked different bullies and I beat the fucking shit out of them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do it. I do it with my fists. I don't use any weapons or anything, you know? I beat the fucking shit out of them. Because there is a part of me that is kind of manly and warrior and alpha. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what the new alpha is about. I feel like I am a version of what a new alpha is. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly aggressive person by any means. I'm not going to go out of my way to antagonize or bully or hurt people.
Right.
But I'm not a doormat. Mm-hmm. I'm not passive. If someone says something to me, I will say something back. Mm-hmm. If I want to. Sometimes you can ignore it or you could just move on.
Right.
It's not worth the energy.
Absolutely.
And most of the time I live my life, I go, it's not worth the energy for haters. But sometimes I like to go pow right back. Mm-hmm. Because I think that there's a part of me that understands that bullies have gone through a lot in their lives, and there's a lot of pain there, statistically speaking. Maybe they're abused at home. There are a lot of things that they're going through, right? But I also think it's kind of a good thing when, let's say, there's a bad behavior going on, to show someone what that feels like. Do you like how that feels when I do this? Mm-hmm. That this is what you're doing. And that sometimes that's the best way to get people to understand, oh my God, that really sucked when he did that. Maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that going on in my life.
But if you didn't have that going on in your life, then, I'm not one that, advocates the physical stuff, but sometimes you just don't have a choice. You know, it's like, and physical things can come in many different shapes and sizes too. But if you back down from it, what do you think would be happening for you in your life if you always continued to back down?
Right. This is things where they've come and hit me first, at me first. Yep. And I just was like, oh, guess what? Done.
Yep.
Not today.
Yeah.
And I don't advocate for violence either. You know, I'm not a big,
Sure.
I don't really think violence for violence's sake is right. But I do think that people should defend themselves and learn how to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
Get in the gym, work out your body, take karate, do things for yourself that's why I work out like all the time, because it's about confidence, knowing that if someone does come at you, you can handle yourself.
Mm-hmm. So describe to me what you see the new alpha being. And I love that, because as soon as I, read the album title, I'm like, okay, this is an interesting thing, because I do a lot of work in gender and men's work and things like that. And I always come up against, okay, so what is masculinity and what is the alpha male and, things such as that. So I'd love to just kind of get your perspective on from your, perspective, your viewpoint, because you're kind of that glam rock guy that, you do the gender bend and you all that sort of stuff. So what is that new alpha from Ricky's point of view?
The new alpha is a fully realized person, not necessarily all masculine or all feminine. He is someone, like I said, who can be very strong, very powerful, a leader. He's a leader, but he's not overly aggressive. And he's sensitive too. And he is, or she is sensitive, she's vulnerable, and at the same time is not a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. It's a balanced human, really.
Yeah.
Finding that the balance between our yin and yang energy, and not allowing ourselves to be confused by our sexuality or confused by our creativity.
Mm.
I'm not confused. Personally speaking, I know that I'm a man. I know that I'm a male.
Right.
Even though I wear makeup, even though I wear sometimes, quote, woman's clothing, or I like the color pink, that does not mean that I'm a girl.
Right.
That does not mean that I'm a woman. And it doesn't mean that I'm trans or a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel like turning into Marilyn Monroe, I'm going to turn into Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
If I feel like being Marlon Brando or similar energy towards Marlon Brando and James Dean, I'm going to channel that energy, because I know that I have that within me to do. And what scares me about people in this day and age I wrote the new alpha. It's really funny you mentioned that it's about gender and it's about sex, gender versus sex. I have a very specific view on what I think about, biologically speaking, and scientifically speaking, and also social science, right? Social versus science. That's what it's about. And that's what my, I'm really, you know, the new video is going to talk about all of these things for the new alpha. But there's a difference between gender and sex. I mean, the conservatives want to say that there are only two genders.
Mm-hmm.
And the liberal side, the left, wants to say that there are a multitude of different genders.
Yeah. But don't you think by allowing that perspective to come forward, first of all, yes, it's going to push a lot of buttons, but, and this is, again, my perspective of it, and maybe this is where I bring in, you know, the whole how do we uncloset things, but the more we uncloset the possibilities, you know, yes, if you want to go by physical manifestation only, you can say there are two genders. That's the sex. That's the piece.
But no, that there are, doesn't. There are multiple.
There's
genders.
Multiples.
There are multiple. Genders.
Absolutely.
But there are only two sexes, biologically speaking.
Right.
That's where they're confused.
Right.
Okay. We're going to talk about science and biology.
Right.
You know what's in our DNA and our chemicals and mm-hmm. if you can take off certain body parts and do certain things, and you're biologically speaking that sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, gender, however, are the things that we place behavioral aspects of ourselves on what it means to be a male or a female or intersex.
Mm-hmm.
We put these ideas of what they're supposed to act like or they're supposed to be like. But there are more feminine males. There are more masculine females. And mm-hmm. for me, I just don't like it when people try to say, well, being male is toxic. Being masculine is toxic. It's not.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that.
Well, I think the problem with
it... I don't like demonizing any of them,
right?
Really.
Well, and the problem is that's been the standard, though, for so long, that if you didn't say it was toxic, it's all in the perception. It's all in the framework that it gets put into. I mean, I spoke at a conference a couple of months ago where it was all around gender leadership and the better men, making men better. And a couple of times, a couple of speakers brought up this toxic masculinity. And I'm like, the only reason it becomes toxic is because we say this is what it becomes. When we step back and say, how can we turn it from a toxic conversation into let's try to understand what masculinity really is. Let's try to bring in the aspects of it that don't have to be toxic. The more we call it toxic, the more it becomes toxic, the more people act on it in a toxic way. Yes, I do understand there are toxic masculinity characteristics. But then let's say that's what they are.
And people. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. people don't seem to grasp that piece. And then that's why we have some of the issues we have with misogyny and everything else is this is what compounds the issues. So, and it sounds like to me from what you're doing, again, back to your music, is you really are trying to bring forth some of these things that from a musical perspective get talked about, like any artist, you know, who's a musician, they're bringing forth the stuff that needs to be talked about right now in our world. It's the stuff that really, truly needs to get addressed.
Oh, yeah. I think I've been thinking about that today. I don't think any artist is being intellectually honest if they're not talking about politics right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that they're being honest with themselves. If they're just sticking to love songs and the basic club bangers,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're being honest with themselves. The election and everything that happened had such an impact on the world that if you're not talking about and taking some sort of position on certain things, having a point of view,
right.
Either you don't have the intellectual ability to do so. I mean, you just want to focus on Kim Kardashian lifestyle, which mm-hmm. I love Kim Kardashian. Don't get me wrong. I really do love her. And I actually think that she's quite brilliant. But that's the kind of thing that you want to focus on who's having sex with whom and rag magazines and things like that.
Right.
That's fine. But for the rest of us who are actually have a brain and who are actually, not to say that people like that don't have a brain. I got to say this clearly. For the rest of us who are listening to what is going on or what did go on, it was mm-hmm. insanity.
Yeah.
So of course it informs art, it informs music. I don't think we've ever gotten more political, openly political with everybody than we did in 2016.
I agree.
And I don't think it was a bad thing. I think it was actually awesome. I think it was cool. I think it was great. And I despise, when people try to censor freedom of speech, I despise it. Even if it's bad or wicked or vile or anything, I love the fact that people were coming out and speaking so openly on what they believed in. Even if I believe the exact opposite, especially if I believe the exact opposite, because I want to hear that point of view too, because it's if you close off everything that doesn't agree with you, you're really limiting your ability to think.
Metaphorically, you're putting it in a closet. You're putting it in a closet and saying, don't come out.
That's right. That's right. You're putting your fear and everything else, and you're trying to hide away and hide things that scare you, which are thoughts and fears of all sorts of fears that we have. And you're putting them away, and you're saying, I don't want you to talk about this. I'm going to silence you. I'm going to take away your job. I'm going to boycott you. And I think that all of that is so effed up.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You will probably love this, because in the midst of all of this going on last year, and then as I've been rebranding so that we could bring Life Uncloseted into the new world, one of the things I said about the election to a few friends, and I haven't yet written the article, but I'm actually working on a talk that may get somewhere. The talk is called America Just Came Out of the Closet. And it's amazing because that's exactly what happened. All the dirty little secrets, all the beliefs, all the values that people have held suddenly have come out of the closet. And it was a wake up call to our nation. That's the way I look at it. It was a wake up call to me as a gay man. I'm waking up to, wow. And, you know, when you brought up the piece around censorship and stuff like that, what I most have to practice myself, and which I wish a lot of other people would also step into, is to realize, yes, we may hear some things. We may see some things in freedom of speech that we don't like. But when we can consciously, and that's the key word, when we can consciously see it for what it is and realize, without being able to see and hear those words, we cannot consciously move the planet in a new direction. There's no way it's going to happen. Because we will block everything else off, and we will continue to do status quo and move through life. And I believe this is why we've been given this wake-up call, is so that we can go, okay, are we really serious about all this mindfulness stuff and consciousness that everybody like flips out on at a regular basis? Or are we just throwing it out there?
Are we really all about love, but we hate and despise and
exactly
want to murder him?
Yes,
and put his head up like ISIS?
Yeah. Yes.
Like what Surface did?
Yes.
It's an oxymoron.
It is an oxymoron.
Okay? And that's the thing. That's the bottom line. If you really love, then you got to love the different perspectives, the different people who voted a certain way, who maybe have a different perspective than you. And instead of vilifying, why don't you really practice what you preach?
Yeah.
Right? And I honestly think that we are in such like an incredible time right now. It's such an incredible time, and there's such possibility here for everybody, and a possibility for us to grow as the race. We have the possibility to actually come together and work on things and make a difference.
Well, I think what's being called for right now is a commitment. A commitment to say, okay, we say these things. We say we want to be conscious. We say we want to be mindful. We say we want to work together. But in its own way, the universe is out there going, okay, let's see if you guys are really serious. Are you really committed to this? That's the thing.
Right.
You want to know that you're committed.
Right.
And it's actually the fourth pillar of the of Life Uncloseted is, you know, you may have the courage. You may have the courage. You start with the curiosity. You have the courage. You have the confidence. But at the very end of the day, you can have all that. But if you're not committed to doing and being, so for you, I know I've seen enough of you. I've listened to your music, you know, in preparation for this interview. I can tell you're committed to just being Ricky. You're Ricky the Rebel. That's what you're committed to. This is what you know you are meant to be. And in the same way, I think this is why we're being woke up as a planet, because I think it's being said, okay, we want to see if you guys are really about let's really love. Because if you're not, we're going to see it. And we are kind of seeing that right now. That's where we're in the juxtaposition of all this stuff happening. So it's
exactly
a pretty amazing space to be playing in. So I got a couple more quick questions.
I thank God I'm not a politician.
Oh, hell yes.
I thank God I'm an artist. You know what? I'm an artist at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
And I get to speak through my music. I get to speak through my shows. And politics seems like it goes round and round and round and round, and that's okay. They can leave it to those guys. I entertain people at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. My job is to entertain, to create worlds and fantasies, to liberate mm-hmm. minds and liberate. I'm a classical liberal. Mm-hmm. To liberate people from their fear, or from different, from the things that are holding them back, like mm-hmm. you talk about.
Yes.
Like, come out of the closet. Be colorful. Be different. Be expressive. Be conservative if you want. Be liberal if you want. Be in the middle if you want. But just have the courage to be yourself and not hate on others, not bully them for having a different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Try to understand where they're coming from. It's hard for me. I'm living with a man who has really changed my life now. He's a doctor in psychology. These are all things that I have to work on a daily basis, because I can be so freaking hard on people,
mm-hmm.
so judgmental. I could be very judgmental, and he's the one who's taught me to, hey, you know, you're being super judgmental right now. You're not. You've got to think a little bit more in that gray area, like you talked, like you mm-hmm. you spoke about in the very beginning of the intro of this interview. You were like, that gray area.
Mm-hmm. And it's a place where, here's what I love to say, Ricky, and I think you'll appreciate this too. Actually, I didn't tell you this. Every time I say Ricky, I kind of laugh because that's actually my name. It's not Rick. It's Ricky. My parents named me Ricky too, so we have that in common.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, I'm a EY Ricky, so I'm an old 60s Ricky versus you're like the new Ricky Martin Ricky, you know, with just the Y. So,
oh yeah.
What I love about the gray area is, to me, that's the playground. If we're in the black or we're in the white, we're not really in the playground.
Mm.
We're either to one side or to the other. And I love the gray because there's where the playground is, and that's where we get to go create the color and the beauty and everything. So,
That's where the fun is.
It is, absolutely. So I got just a couple more quick questions for you, man. So you got the album coming out, you got videos being done. So a year from now, where would Ricky Rebel really like to be? What would be the next, you know, reinvention or continuation of Ricky Rebel?
I would like to have my own Vegas show. I'm very, my visors on, just one laser beam focus of getting my own Ricky Rebel Vegas show.
And where would you like that show to be in Vegas? That's a interesting.
At the Hard Rock Cafe would
awesome.
Be nice.
That's very cool.
If I had the Hard Rock Cafe, a show like that at the Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas, I'd be able to take my show all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be something that, like a branch, a company that gets this, you know, really great rock pop show that I have. And I started a label too. I'm releasing my first record on my own label. It's called Rebel Mafia Records.
Mm.
And I'm finding talent that I think is extraordinary and people that I really connect with and love. Tobias is this great artist, the first artist that I'm going to sign to my label. He has this, I call him like the younger, sexy pit bull.
Mm. Well, you just painted a really nice picture right there. So there you go.
Awesome. He makes this great Latin pop music, and he and I just like mesh really well together. We love each other, and we're like, he's like, dude, you're a boss. You're a CEO. Speaking of Alpha, you are that, and you know how to produce people. You know how to make it happen yourself. Do your own tours.
Mm-hmm.
We'll support you. There are plenty of artists out there that just want to tour. They just want to have a platform to tour. And I think that I can help them do that. And so ultimately, that's what I want in this year. I want my label to blossom. It's really about booking things as a package tour as well.
Right.
I want to just take Ricky Rebel and the Rebel Mafia all around the world and tour us.
That's awesome. You know,
what
I will say as a coach, then I'm going to slip into a coach mode real quick here with you, is set the intention and be very clear. That's the things that, you know, when a client comes to me and says, this is what I'd like to do, I'm like, great. So let's set the intention and be very clear on why that's important to you. And every day get up and say, my intention is to do this, and this is why it's important. It's amazing what you can do when you actually activate that kind of a process. You know, I've set the intention that I want to have a very well listened to podcast with interesting people who showcase different ways that people live their lives uncloseted that inform and entertain people. And that's just one of my intentions that I wake up with every day. And I always say that. And the reason that's important to me is because I don't want anybody to live their life in a closet. Because when you live your life in a closet, you can't have joy. And that's what I say each and every day. So before we wrap it up here, I have one last question for you. If you could give anybody from any walk of life, just your beautiful Ricky Rebel advice on just doing what you want to do, being who you want to be, what would be that last piece of advice you'd like to drop into the sound waves here as we close out?
I always say the same advice when somebody asks me about the industry and what road to take and what to do. I always say, follow your first vision of who you are and who you see yourself to be. When you were a child, when you were dreaming and you had this idea and you said, I want to do this. And you were a little child and this is what you really wanted. Don't let people pull you away from your original intention, your original vision you had as a child, because you're just going to waste time. You'll waste so much time by people trying to tell you, you need to be more like this. You need to sound more like this. Go with your original dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like following your gut instinct. You know, we all see it. You know, as you said that, I was thinking about, okay, so what did I think of myself when I was a child? And one of the things that I remember most was I was always the guy that was using his voice. I sang, I performed, but I didn't want to be a performer, but I always was the one that was kind of the, let's use the voice to inspire people. You know, let's use the voice in some way. I directed, you know, little plays and stuff in the neighborhood. It was always the voice. It was like, okay, what can I do with this voice to guide people? And it's kind of ironic now, you know, 54 years later, here I sit. And this actually hit me about 3 years ago that when I started looking at, you know, my coaching practice and then, you know, the podcast was actually starting to take off and I thought, okay, so what is it I really want to do? It's all about my voice. Mm-hmm. Between speaking, the podcasting, my coaching, my writing, they're all elements of my voice and putting my voice out there to hopefully help heal the world, inspire people and move people to a different space. So yes, follow your dreams, follow your gut instincts and, just continue to live your life uncloseted. And I'm so glad you are one of the inaugural interviews for this podcast, Ricky. I appreciate you so much giving us some of your time today. I know you're a busy guy, but much success coming up and keep us posted. We'll post everything about you on the show page for Life Uncloseted. We've got links to Ricky's Facebook page and his Twitter account and to the music and to videos. There'll be all sorts of stuff there. And of course, a beautiful glam shot of him as well. So just thanks for being here and being you. So really appreciate you, man.
So I'm honored. Thank you so much. You're great, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it. That's a wrap. Another episode of Life Uncloseted has come to an end. But don't worry, we'll be back in just a couple of days with another episode with new guests, new tips, new tricks, new wisdom about how you can go live your life uncloseted. And you know what? A lot of people out there may not even know we exist. So if you feel so compelled, share us. Tell people about it. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. Share it from your phone. Wherever you can, spread the word. Because the more people that we reach, the better the planet will be when everybody is living their life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemens, the host of the show, that big, bold move expert and that guy that constantly wants to help people step out, step up, and step into living their life uncloseted. Have a great couple of days, everyone, and we will be right back with you very, very soon. Take care.